Yisrael of Chabad with a letter about internet. I'd like to just quote a couple of excerpts of that letter. And it's the letter it's founded on a sicha from the Rebbe that the Rebbe spoke in 1954 about television. But our letter we write in the latter years with all the development of technology, there's almost not a house that doesn't have a computer. Many people are using the internet within an ash. We are watching the great dangers that are within it. The exposure to immoral stuff on the internet, which is causing hidarderut musarit, a downslide in our morality. It is causing to throw off the yoke of Hashem amongst adults, children, teenagers, and children. We are looking at situations of addiction, hardcore addiction, and breaking down of families, God, Rahman al-Itzlan. We know what our Rebbe says about the tremendous isser of looking at television. And it's even 10 times more fold when we talk about when it comes to using the internet. No Chassidish house should give a place for using the internet. One that wants to guard his soul should keep away from it. When there is a special need in a house, if it's for health, parnosa, or similar things, one can use the internet only after he has a consent, a haskoma, from a rav that is a poisik halachas. And then only with special filters. And we have over here two companies in Eretz Yisrael that have koshernet. One of them is called Rimon, Internet Rimon. It's called Esrig. They have a special path for the Charedish Oilam. And then there's another company called Nativ from the Simon Group that they also have special software to be able to guard. These things are even greater now as we stand before Matan Torah, especially that we have the responsibility to guarantee the education for our children, etc. This is the gist of the letter. And we quote the Rebbe's letter, the Rebbe's Sicha, on this side after the letter, we have it. And I want to say something that the Rebbe writes in this Sicha. That we should just, sometimes we have to review in order for us to be able to remind ourselves. The Rebbe writes that when we talk about television, the tremendous pirtza, how terrible it could be, and he says, and even the goyim today have come out with a big tumult against television, and they see the destruction that it is causing amongst children, and they're looking for ways how to protect. And he tells the story about recently there was four Jewish children that were involved in some kind of a murder. And everyone knows that the reasons for such things is by watching television, seeing so many people being murdered and killed on television has an effect. This is the Rebbe's words. This is not just some psychologist or scientist coming out with this. This is we would say in Israel, it received the insignia of the king as he writes these things and he says these things. And the Rebbe says, people say that it's a necessity. It's a necessity. The Rebbe says, what was the world like 10 years ago? How were they able to exist without it 10 years ago when the world didn't have it? In other words, even though technology was coming up and it was going to change the world, the Rebbe still said, the world existed without this before, and we can also carry on existing as much as we can. As I mentioned in my last talk when I was here, that the Rebbe said that to be Nachshon ben Aminodov, to jump into the sea, in anything of Kedusha, we should always be on the front lines, the trailblazers and the pioneers. But when it comes to the latest fashions, or these kind of things that we're talking about, we should try to be the last. Of course, it is being used for Kirv. Of course, it's being used for Hafotzes Hayadus, Hafotzes Hamayonis, for spreading Yiddishkeit, because it is a tool that is powerful. Because we recognize how powerful it is, that's why we're using it to be able to get to the masses and to get to people's homes and their hearts. But that alone shows us how the powerfulness of this tool is, that just like it can be used to mashpia and to influence people's lives and to change their lives, it can also be used in the opposite way, which is what mostly it's being used for today. I attended a conference about internet last year, and a fellow that was a sociologist, psychiatrist, he got up and he spoke about, I'd like to take for you a tour on the country, the internet country. as a sociologist and to describe you